Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Most writers and radio show hosts know that to connect with your fans, you need to do more than just write books or record the latest podcasts. There are many different elements that go into forming an online platform, but there are also many hidden traps. To make matters worse, solid advice on how to survive the muddy waters is scarce. In the book Hidden Traps, I talk about some of the important issues of working with an online platform, highlighting traps that could put your physical or internet security at risk, or be harmful to your reputation. Are your social media posts just links with a few disjointed words making you look like someone who can't complete a sentence? Did your new website cost you more than you anticipated? Are you leaking your personal contact details across the web without even knowing it? Then you need Hidden Traps. Hidden Traps is now available in paperback and ebook from a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Visit blackwolfpublications.com for more details.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just text FINANCE, F-I-N-A-N-C-E, to 357-911 right now to get started. That's FINANCE, F-I-N-A-N-C-E, to 357-911. Auto financing the easy way. Text FINANCE to 357-911.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Sometimes riders feel lost, unsure why a passage may not be working. It takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our riding into full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable riders to develop and grow, offering manuscript critiques and line edits through a mentoring editorial style. We also offer assistance on generating a rider's bio for your websites. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services, visit blackwolfeditorial.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
It's Diane and Jody. We're back from New Hampshire and Colorado. So basically both sides of the United States. So
that is very true.
Yes. Yes. And we are excited to be back. Most of you probably maybe, I don't know. Some of you may not be aware that we used to have a show, and now we're back with KLRN Radio with the wonderful Rick. So Hammy has been replaced, but Hammy will still call in at the end of the show because, you know, he can't resist giving his opinion to Diane and Mike.
and he loves being on the air. And if he ever gets his internet fixed, I am sure will become a fixture on our show.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Absolutely. So how was your past 2 weeks off?
It was good. It was good. Everybody in Colorado has influenza A. So even if you had your flu shot, I think you just have to basically wear a mask and have Purell in your pocket to go anywhere here. So
seriously, I mean, we've had, unfortunately, there's been, some more pediatric deaths in New Hampshire, but, it's not. It's been going through the schools and knocking on wood. It hasn't hit me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wow. What a crazy 2 weeks, though, in the news. And I mean,
yes. Yes.
I can't believe how.
And you know, the last time we were on the air, we were talking about, oh my God, the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl. And today we find out Bob Kraft solicited prostitution. To say that I am shocked, disgusted, the irony, if you will, of the fact that these day spas were havens for, you know, human trafficking. And the fact the guy's a billionaire. I guess I don't understand. Why would you go to a day spa when you can just bring someone right into your mansion?
I don't get that either. I mean, he could, and I've heard, and I don't know this for sure, isn't his wife a lot younger than he is?
No, she's not his wife. His wife that he was married to for decades passed away of ovarian cancer. This was a girlfriend that was half his age. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Supposedly she had a baby like in 2017 or 18 that he says is not his, but whatever, they're still together, I guess. But the whole irony in this, and which just has me scratching my head, is the fact that, you know, in 2015, he donated privately $100,000 to a Massachusetts human trafficking group that was called My Life, My Choice, which, you know, allowed them to add a new survivor mentor. They were helping exploited girls. So he's fully aware of what goes on. So the question is, was he donating that money because has he been doing this for years and guilt? Or, you know, the tinfoil hat in me says because he's friends with Trump, was he set up? I'd prefer to believe he was set up. I don't think he was.
Well, there were 20 other men charged at this spa that was actually a brothel. And it is, like you had said, a place where they brought in women from other countries.
China.
And this is happens with brothels all across the United States. They put up fronts that looks like a massage parlor, looks like something, an innocuous business. And in reality, they bring these girls here and they tell them, okay, well, now you're stuck here and we own you, basically. And you don't have any money to go back and you can't speak the language. So this is your job. So it's pretty pathetic because it proves that anybody can be a John. A billionaire can be a John. A teacher can be a John. It is really, it's disgusting.
It seems to be really rampant in Florida because these spas have been under investigation. You know, and this isn't the first time. I mean, you had the whole Jeffrey Epstein, which was based pretty much in Florida. I guess I don't understand. I mean, some people are of the mind that if the person was over the age of 18 and they were consenting adults, oh well. And the charge is going to be at the misdemeanor level. But is that worth risking your entire reputation? And mind you, a very good reputation.
Right. I don't understand it.
He requires all the players to do community service. He doesn't care. He'll support you, but he requires that is mandatory for them. He's has given millions and millions of dollars privately, anonymously. The Kraft family, you know, they had to relocate basically an entire like riverbed that they brought back to life, if you will, by the plantings and all that stuff. It cost them like $2 million out of their own pocket. So there, it just doesn't fit the picture that he is soliciting prostitutes.
Who do you think the other celebrity was, or the famous person they say that is also involved?
Why aren't they saying it?
I don't know.
They had no problem saying Bob Kraft. Why? And they're saying it's even someone even bigger than Bob Kraft.
Yeah, I guess I have no idea.
Bill Clinton in Florida lately? No, I'm on the
Well, yeah. I mean, they were speculating today. It was Rush Limbaugh. It was Tiger Woods. You know, very interesting. Oh, it'll be Jeb Bush because that's, you know, he's such a wild and crazy guy.
They're not bigger than Bob Kraft. I'm thinking, I'm wondering if it's a politician.
Right.
I mean, I'd laugh my butt off if it was Harry Reid.
Oh,
you
my
know,
gosh.
But I don't think that's bigger than. But
no,
you know, it just.
Yeah, it's disappointing. But didn't you say he's a Democrat? Is that what you had said earlier today? Yeah, we'll see. There. Okay.
He is a Democrat. But you know,
We're making broad generalizations when it comes to saying, oh, he's a Democrat, so therefore I expect bad behavior, because that's exactly what people on the left think. Oh, you voted for Trump, therefore you're a racist.
I know.
Yeah, it's really awful.
It's interesting when you look at the alternative reality that the left seem to live in. It's what is that old religious phrase? Do unto others as they would do unto you, except they're doing unto others that no one else is doing unto them, if that makes sense.
You guys mentioned
in an odd way.
You guys mentioned what you think the left thinks of when they think of Trump voters. I'm pretty sure I can sum it up in this. Just saying.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. So today I got an argument back and forth, and a few people were chiming in too, with somebody who insisted that all Republicans were racist. And when I said, you know, I don't even know anybody that's racist. The only person in my entire life who said something disgustingly racist was a feminist I worked for that was pro-abortion. And she said she was pro-abortion because minorities were not capable of raising children and staying off welfare. She actually said that's why we should have abortion. So to me, that's about as racist as it gets. And that woman, I'm sure, voted for Hillary. So this person wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop. They kept saying, you know, surely we were lying, that, you know, surely we, you know, because we were happy that today Trump, you know, did his little defunding a little bit of Planned Parenthood. Surely we that's not why we like Trump. It's because we're racist.
You know, I caught up a little bit on that and was just, where do they come from? Where do they get these notions? Where is it being taught?
In the media, don't you think? Don't you think everything out there is Republicans bad, orange man bad?
Oh, absolutely. I've never, ever seen the discourse as it started the very day after he got elected.
Oh, yeah. And it's mean. It's mean. It's not just arguing. It's mean.
They attack. They abuse. I mean, for example, that video that everybody saw at, that was on Twitter and all over the place from the university at Berkeley, where the guy was pretty much just trying to recruit conservatives. And he gets punched in the face. I would have drop kicked that ass and I would have stomped on his face. Arrest me. I don't care.
You were aiming too high. You were aiming punk. Too high when you were stomping on his face. Just saying.
But he was, yeah, I know. But he was a punk. And the fact that he hasn't been arrested or identified yet goes to show the complete lackadaisical response of the Berkeley Police Department. And they should be ashamed.
Well, yeah, and especially because in 2017, when you had a bunch of Antifa guys attack Trump people, they got off. They went to court and got off. So there is a complete bias in, and I think blue states, blue towns, you would, a university setting, that it is justifiable because they make Trump people out to be so horrible. It's justifiable. An example of that is there's a person on Twitter that's a doctor. His name is, it's R.M. Huffman, and it's at R_M_Huffman. And he tweeted an abortion, basically he's a pro-life Christian. And he just made one comment. It wasn't, he didn't go after somebody on his timeline. It wasn't, I don't even think it was that bad. He wrote, ladies, if you're not ready for a baby inside you, you're not ready for a man inside you. If you cared about young women as anything more than a voting demographic, and then he attached, you know, certain senators like Kamala Harris, AOC. He attached them to the tweet and basically said, if you're not ready for that, you're not really, you would tell them this, that they shouldn't be having sex. This almost ended up, this tweet, getting him fired because the rampant feminist left went after him so badly. They went on websites to change the statistics on vitals, which doctors use that scores them, and lied to bring his numbers down. They petitioned his hospital where he had privileges at. Over that tweet. It's insane.
I call it the swarm effect. They basically swarm like flies on shit. Excuse my French. Sorry, Jody's mom. I was salty. But that's all. That's the only way that you can literally describe what they do to someone that has a different opinion. And if you'll notice, when someone is conservative and sees someone that's making comments that are crazy on the left, is your first reaction to sit there and say, let me find out who they are, who their employer is, and let me try and destroy their life? No.
Right, no. Right. Exactly.
That's why you have a block button. You don't want to listen to what I have to say. Block me.
Exactly.
Plain and simple.
Pardon me for just a moment. You come into my personal life?
Pardon
me for just a moment, ladies. Since somebody's chosen to get a little salty, we should probably play this just for our protection.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, now you're free to proceed.
Oh, boy. So that has to be for me.
That's so funny. When I was listening to Sam and Ordy the other night, Rick played that, and I said, oh, we should probably have that on our show, too. But probably not a bad idea. So this craziness leads into the Jussie Smollett thing. How insane is that?
I just want to say for the record, when I first heard about it, I turned to my husband and I said, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. I don't care what anybody says. That did not happen.
I'm sorry. Did someone mention Jussie Smollett?
I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
Just saying.
Rick. So Jussie Smollett, we all know now, made the whole thing up. And not only made it up, like wrote a script, hired actors, and paid with a check. You left off the check bouncing part.
The check actually.
What was that, Rick?
The check actually bounced. I'm pretty sure that's why they turned him in.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. And they were supposed to get a bonus too, right? If it all went down well.
Apparently, but I guess he decided to either stop payment on the check or the money wasn't there. And I think that's why they turned on him and started telling the cops what was going on.
But
he realized that he would have had no hesitation to ID two innocent people because he was ready to sign that paperwork before he found out who they actually had in custody.
Oh, yeah, completely. I think he would have lied. Did you see his interview on Good Morning America? It's Academy Award winning. He lied and he acted like such a victim. It is pathological
if he had pretty much just gotten attacked and said, oh, they made some racial slurs to me, it might have flown. But when you add in the Make America Great hat, screaming Make America Great, screaming Empire. And, you know, someone that was really funny that said that they couldn't even believe anybody would even know that he was on Empire. I've never even heard of the guy before.
I've never even heard of the show. And honestly, who believes that Chicago is MAGA country?
But I mean, think of the reaction that politicians, celebrities had, condemning and basically saying this has to stop. And the reaction now when they find out the whole thing was a hoax and they're trying to say, yeah, but look at Donald Trump. He created this atmosphere so it could be believed. It's like, are you kidding me?
It's just like the narrative that Donald Trump is anti-gay. He is the first president that is for same-sex marriage. He actually held an LGBT flag, I think it was in Colorado, up on stage. He is trying to globally get countries to sign on that being homosexual is not a crime. Where currently, if you are in some countries, they kill you. So, but for whatever reason, that's still the narrative is that if you believe Ellen Page, he's anti-gay. It's still the narrative that he's anti-minority. I just think that they have nothing else. They don't have any policy that they know can help fix America. So they're just going to go after, let's just make him into a monster.
You know, and then they go into like Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris into the reparations again. It's
oh, I know. Pandering. It's disgusting. I was just going to say the Blaze had a great article about all the fake hoaxes since Trump's been in office.
Yes.
How a black man was accused of spray painting graffiti, Trump rules and black bitch, on a car in Philadelphia just hours after Trump's election. A black man did that, not a white man. A black man was accused. The day after Trump was elected, an 18-year-old student at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette claimed to have been robbed by two white men of her wallet and her hijab. Is that how you say it? Her scarf. And she made it all completely up, you know, because these Trump supporters were just going to go, they are just going to go attack anybody in a scarf, in a headscarf.
They've had the issues, I think, with the noose hanging from a tree at one of the colleges.
Yep. And it was fake.
Yep.
University of Michigan, also fake. Somebody claimed that a white a woman claimed that a white man in Ann Arbor threatened to burn her if she didn't remove her hijab. So, I mean, there's quite a few of them. We don't even have time to go through all of them. There's at least 11. 12, 13, 15, 17. I'm looking at all these here. There are 20. There's at least 20 that he just documented. I'm sure there's more. But that's how ridiculous it is. And these are all ones that have been proven to be hoaxes. Isn't that a news story? I got to think that ABC should have, like, said, hey, this Jussie Smollett thing sheds light on how many of these things have turned out to be fake.
Doesn't fit their narrative. They said, I think MSNBC didn't even cover the story of Jussie. But they barely gave it. But I will give, much as I can't stand her, Alyssa Milano credit that she came right out and said, no one would do this, right? Right? Like, someone tell me that it's not true. Well, guess what? It's true.
Right.
And all
right,
you celebrities and all you politicians that came out, yeah, they want so badly to discredit. And now they're attacking the people who voted for Trump. I didn't vote for Trump for the person. I voted for what I hoped he could bring, which was a conservative justice on the Supreme Court, maybe two. I knew if anybody could do something with the economy, it would probably be him. So far.
Well, versus Hillary. I mean,
you have to question, with the hysteria of the left, what the hell did that woman have planned for this country and all of those other associates of hers? Because it had to have been pretty bad for them to be as hysterical as they were.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. It's terrifying, isn't it?
It is. It's very terrifying.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And I really don't understand how, like, for instance, today when we're going back and forth with this person, they honestly, when I say, you know, I love gay people. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about when it comes to Republicans hating minorities. It didn't matter what I said or what G said or anybody. It didn't matter what anybody said. That person knew more than we did. And that person probably doesn't even have one Republican friend.
I mean, I chuckle when they basically call me a religious zealot. And I'm like, quite frankly, if I set foot in a church, the walls would cave in and it would probably go down a sinkhole is how long it's been. No offense to anybody, but I'm not. I was born Catholic. I don't need to say anymore. However, don't need four walls. Anyhow, I digress. I'm not a religious person. So for them, when they'd be like, oh, you're just a zealot. No, actually, I'm really not. You know, and they just don't seem to understand that. They give a stereotype. I mean, granted, I give a stereotype. It's someone that drives like a Subaru and, you know, is a crunchy granola. wears Birkenstocks.
That's funny. It's
gone beyond that, though. Is social media behind a lot of it? Probably.
I just think that they keep, there's keeping this narrative alive. I'm sure the award shows this weekend, I'm sure every actress or actor that accepts an award is going to go on this long speech about how Orange Man bad, everybody's racist. I hope they don't.
You know why they don't? Because they're being hit where it hurts them the most, in their pocketbook. People are not going to movies anymore. They're going to see, for example, the Avengers and whatnot. They're not spending the money for, like, you know, these other lame ones. Like, I don't know, A Star Is Born. I wouldn't waste my time on A Star Is Born.
Oh, boring. I want to see it. I want to see it. Okay, yeah, well, we need to go to a DVD, break, I think. Maybe. Yeah, we need to go to a break. No, I didn't. We're going to go to a break. Because it's half past the hour, and we'll be back, and we'll have a lot more nonsense to discuss.
Yes, we will.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
And we are back from our break. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to all those commercials. I know you missed us. But I wanted to talk to you, Jody, about, you know, there's two situations going on right now, one in the UK, one in the US, about ISIS brides that want to come home, conveniently enough. So in the UK, she was a British citizen. They stripped her of her British citizenship and said, bye-bye, too bad. And she's still trying to fight to get back into the country. Then you have the issue of the ISIS bride that I think you have indicated that she was never a citizen in the first place. And the Obama administration had determined that she was not a U.S. citizen. But her father filed a lawsuit to basically demand that she gets entry back to this country. Now, she was, trying to incite people to join ISIS, to take, commit harm against Americans in the country. She was not a nice girl. And the fact that she did that when she was 19 years old, I've matured. I don't think so.
This is also very interesting because I think she went over there in 2014, I read, which by 2014, everybody in the world understood ISIS.
Yes.
It wasn't like, you know, she was living in a hole and had no idea that they wanted to destroy the United States. You know, she wasn't oblivious. She married three different ISIS soldiers. And she has an 18-month-old with one of them. I'm not sure if they blew up and that's why she married somebody new. I really don't know how that works.
They probably left and never came back.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but she, in 2016, tried to, come back over then. All I know is that they said that the Obama administration took away her passport and said she really wasn't a citizen because her parents were diplomats. And the law states that a diplomat doesn't follow under the United States rules, et cetera. I think that's kind of why if they get in trouble legally, it's a completely different process. They don't do our court system. I think they just get sent home. So I think there was a thing a while back where somebody did something, possibly a suspected rape. I'll have to look into it. But I think they just sent the guy home. So there is different rules for diplomats. She is not a citizen. My question is, why is the left or the media or whoever pushing her so hard?
Because they have a habit of taking someone, no matter what crime they've committed, and, you know, putting them on this pedestal and making, you know, they try to make everybody feel sorry for them. Oh, her child is sick and she wants to come home. How many children could have died at her instructions?
Oh, yeah. She wanted to blow up parades. She said she challenged people here in the United States to blow up a parade. So, yeah.
So this is someone, and this is, we have so many citizens of other countries that are doing their best and following every single thing that the United States government gives them to be able to come into this country because they want to be a citizen. And we're not going to discuss the border thing. I'm talking about the ones that are in the legal pipeline.
Right.
And you have this person that hates this country more than anything and tried to do anything she could to destroy it, that decides, oh, I have to live in this camp in Syria or wherever she is, and I don't want to be here, so I think I want to come home and have the comforts of the U.S. And then in 5 years, I'm probably going to go back.
Well, how do we know she's not going to strap a bomb to herself
exactly.
and walk to a parade? I mean, seriously.
Exactly. I'm sorry. You made your bed. You lie in it. You got on that plane. You stayed there all these years. Stay there. It's your problem. And for him, the U.S. government?
Totally. And I want her parents investigated because what the hell? I mean,
do we remember, you know, Bo Bergdahl?
Yes,
his
exactly.
His father was very much involved with, was it the Taliban? Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know,
because it's such a peace-loving group.
Oh, yeah. That was just a joke. You know, and the one in the UK, she's pretty much trying to do the same thing where she's like, I just want to. Yeah, she wanted to have her baby be a British citizen. Well, guess what? It's not.
Yeah, there are consequences to acts.
Well,
you do something bad. Right. But you do something bad. There are consequences, right?
Well, there should be consequences. Unfortunately, the way some of the left is, they don't believe there should be any consequences. Just let them in. Everything will be fine. You know, let the sheep
right.
in. Everything will be fine. Just don't put shoes on them. Yeah, it'll all be good. You know what I mean?
Well, in good news, the Trump administration was able to block funds to Planned Parenthood. And it's not everything, but it's up to $60 million. So that's a great start.
The $60 million is pretty much, I would suspect, what their profit was last year. Because if you have a nonprofit making a $60 million profit, because 3 years ago they had a $48 million profit. And that's why I suspect that's where that $60 million is coming from. You know, Planned Parenthood should be teaching young girls and boys preventative methods. And they're
yeah.
not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally agree. And the interesting thing is they said that now they have to keep separate books for abortion. So that's interesting. That'll be very interesting to see how that plays out, having books for pap smears and the whole mammogram thing. They keep saying that. There's not one mammogram done at a Planned Parenthood, people. There isn't.
They
don't
them
do
out.
Them.
They
yes, of
them.
Course. They don't have a mammogram machine there. It's so ridiculous. But also, they don't draw your blood and see if you've got, you know, thyroid disorder or whatever. It's just a quick pap smear, which, of course, they're very important. Everybody should be getting their pap smears annually. And that's a great place to go, especially I'm fine with my tax dollars helping women who don't have insurance have a pap smear. But it's ridiculous that you know that they're putting the shell game with the abortion dollars.
They absolutely are. I mean, one time I went through their they had the audit report online and I went through it and I could immediately spot where the money was being funneled in and how it was being categorized. And you know, I think Planned Parenthood probably goes by bottom line. So they're shifting money within the various accounts.
Right, you know, right.
And I don't understand why they're not providing free preventive birth control methods. Free. With the amount of money that they make, if you have $60 million in a profit,
right?
Why would you not use that money to, you know, give young girls the preventative methods instead of, oh, well, we'll charge you at a lower scale? No, give it to them for free. That's what you're supposed to be there for. That's what a lot of the healthcare clinics that don't provide abortions give to the girls. They give them the birth control for free.
Yeah, it's so just crazy. I think Stacey did a really good job. I think JD and Stacey a few years ago on their show discussing the whole breakdown of the money. But seriously, if my son is not that my son does this, but if my son was using the money we gave him that I thought I was giving him to pay rent.
I'm sorry,
I can't
take your call at this time. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can.
Amy, you just told me to call you. Pick up your phone. I know you're listening.
At the tone, please record your voice message.
Okay, that is
when
hilarious.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound
Let's
for more options.
Message.
This is a professional show, people.
Well, Amy, pick up your phone.
Let me make sure. Maybe you gave me a different number this time, but that was the same one I thought. Hang on. Sorry,
that
guys.
Is very funny. That is hilarious.
It was
so,
his voice
anyway,
on the message, so I know it was the right number.
Tammy's calling in because we were going to discuss the article that was written by Chauncey DeVegas or DeVega about how there really is a thing called post-traumatic Trump sex disorder. These people are crazy. Seriously, that's a thing now. So post-traumatic Trump sex disorder. And I guess that Trump is so miserable And he's such a horrible person that people just aren't able to have sex anymore. They just don't have any urge to.
I mean, no offense. I'm probably pretty sure they weren't having it in the first place, but that's just me.
Well, I guess it's a great way to say, I guess it's a great way to say, oh, hey, I don't date anymore because of Trump. When you can't get a date. I don't have any.
Oh, wait. We can say now, oh, honey, I'm really not in the mood. I just thought of Trump.
It's so ridiculous. I can't.
Wait,
you don't even
have to do that. Just yell Orange Man bad and leave the room.
Well, I mean, seriously, I think Trump is a doofus, but I do not sit there and think, boy, I can't have any more intimate relations with my husband because Trump is a doofus.
I'm sorry, but the last thing I'm thinking about is Trump.
Well, no kidding.
I would hope so with those tiny little hands.
Well, okay, seriously, Rick. Seriously. Did you, while Obama was president, did that impact in any way your sex life?
No. Not at all. By the way, we do finally have Hammy with us.
Oh, great. Great. Hey, Hammy.
He finally decided he was cool enough to answer the phone.
I show up just in time to hear y'all talk about Rick's sex life.
Hey, don't blame me. I've been trying to add you for like the last 5 minutes, so we could have avoided all of this if you would have just answered the phone 5 minutes ago.
Sorry. Okay. I have all kinds of excuses. None of them good.
Okay, well, give us your opinion on this ridiculous article.
Yeah, I think that it's the main problem that we really have here is that you've got a bunch of skinny jeans Alexandria Cortez fanboys out there that these women don't want to have sex with in the first place, and so they're blaming it basically on a fear of Trump, which is the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard of. But yeah, I mean, that's really there's a comparison thing going on here, right? I mean, have you seen these guys? This is the whole thing was this, you know, this masculinity thing, right? This is what these women, Trump represents this masculinity that supposedly has scared them all. They're all afraid to have sex with men.
Well, and toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity, yes, but just masculinity in general. But they wouldn't know it if it slapped them in the face, no pun intended. They literally have been in their little women's study courses, right? They're in these institutions of lower learning, and their entire existence is based around how terrible men are, how horrible men are. I swear, the only way that the population is probably going to, you know, continue to move forward is if they find some sort of asexual reproduction method.
Yeah. Seriously.
But be honest with you. Who wants to have sex with these women anyway? These are nutbags. These are the most bizarre, insane women in the world. If you're so afraid of men because of Trump that you can't have sex, regardless of the little femboys that are you're going to college with, this is your personal problem.
But Tammy's. Some of the people that are having issues are actually men.
Yeah, well, okay, great. I go back to my earlier statement. Right? You know, your women's study courses, right?
I mean, yes.
I use that word men, and I want to take exception with that.
Okay,
well, it's white.
Boy.
Yeah, it is. It's white. Man bun, you know, baristas.
So the women, this is the bottom line. Universities have so emasculated men and spent so much time doing this, and society as a whole, especially on the liberal side, has spent so much time and energy emasculating men that men, especially these young, you know, Gen X, Gen Y, whatever the devil they are, these Gen Z, I don't know what that latest one is, have bought into this crap. So they show up at these places, they show up at these universities, and they go on from there. They're not men anymore. No wonder women don't want to have sex with them, and they're blaming Trump for it because that's freaking convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I think we are all in agreement.
The entire thing was big mean sex daddy.
That is pretty.
And also that doctor, what did she sum it up? Apparently all the Trump supporters, the men, they want to be spanked by Trump.
Yeah, I know, because nobody that actually voted for Trump or even thinks he's doing a good job now could possibly be a normal person with a normal sex life. They must all be perverted.
Yeah.
Just like they're all racist. They are. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Dr. Susan Block, by the way, that's the doctor that interviewed Chauncey DeVega. So
so let's call up the woman who does Twisted Sex of the Week show on HBO. Right. And yeah. You know what? She probably owns that damn house that you guys, you know, were looking at last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that there's any men in it.
The dungeon.
Yeah. The 50 Shades of Grey.
She's the greatest authority on sex.
You have to sit there and think that they just keep coming out with more and more ludicrous. I've never in my life seen so many mental disorders caused by Trump.
But that's it, isn't it? If you get right back, this is just a symptom, right? It's a symptom of an overall thing that basically says, these kids have been brought up since day one, right? With, you know, there's no winners, there's no losers, everybody's the same, everybody's great. You're not responsible for anything you do. You can't help the way you were raised. Everything is it's a system of society and whatever else, right?
Yeah.
Trump has thrown a monkey wrench into their entire narrative.
They can't handle it.
Well, don't you also think that they can't handle it?
Look, you know, I'm not a big Trump fan, but he really has. He really blows their narrative to hell.
Well, I also think that they have to demonize anybody on the right because they honestly they can't argue actual facts or issues. So they have to make all of us monsters, right? Like, you know, like in Japan, they were telling the Japanese in the 1940s that we were all, the Americans were monsters, you know, that we were just horrible people. So, of course, they would want to go to war with us. I think that's exactly what these universities and these crazy.
And then we dropped the nuclear bomb on them.
Well, that was after, you know. They asked for it, right?
No, but I love the parallel now that you bring it up. Trump is a nuclear bomb to these guys.
He is.
But you know the vehicle where this information, as you both have pointed out, is academia. I mean, they're a huge part of the problem. And until either parents stop paying the tuition and sending these kids to the schools, or kids feel secure enough to speak up and challenge. Now, my daughter was in a social justice class. She just sat there and said, yep, agreed, got the A in there, and then walked out of there and said, F you. Because she's like, the stuff that they tried to teach you is crap.
I believe that.
It's a requirement now that they have to take a social justice class. Way. Yep.
The requirement is that you take a social justice class.
Absolutely. Wow. You have to take a social justice class. And she's going to be for athletic training. You tell me what the hell social justice class has to do with athletic training, I ask you.
Is she going to be an athletic supporter?
Yeah. Well, I did want her to work for the Patriots, but not anymore.
Yeah. Keep her far, far away. So here's my question. Do you think like that person teaching that class is getting paid like Elizabeth Warren wages? Like, isn't it like crazy to think somebody could be making money off of just you know, yapping their opinion all day long to young minds.
Look at the classes that they put in place to teach the kids about toxic masculinity. That was never a class when I was in school.
No, you just put up with it, right? Just recognize toxic masculinity all around you.
Oh, I wanted to be surrounded by toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I know. The thing about what, you know, you always want to go back to causality. And this is actually very simple. Why do they do this? In order for you to control and people, in order for you to, you know, kind of bend them to your will, you have to put them in a position of feeling like they have no power, right? You have to make a victim out of them. And we have a society now which is basically telling everyone you are a victim. What's the best way for you to not be a victim anymore, right? Give us the power and we'll remove the victimhood, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, that's all that's going on. They're so stupid, they fall for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the best thing in the world that could ever happen, all technology will go away. These teachers, you know, can try and teach all they want, but the kids can't share it. You know, they're saying social media is a huge part of all this. But I was very pleased that that teacher in Colorado got dismissed. The one that for the Covington students that misidentified, because they're now starting to realize, I think, that there has to be accountability, because I think parents and you know, people that are paying the bills are starting to get upset, and they're going to hit them where it hurts them most, which is, you know, their pocketbook. You missed that story?
It was in the news. We didn't discuss it on the show. It was just in the news. Oh, it was a teacher here that tweeted about the Covington case, like about the boys themselves.
Misidentified him. The father said, take his picture down. She refused to. And guess what? She was a middle school teacher, part of the union. She was like the executive treasurer of the teachers union. And I myself sent a letter to their school board. And you know, she also marked that she was part of the resistance. Well, most school districts have pretty strict social media policies when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that the people that are in the quote unquote resistance couldn't resist a freaking trickle of water?
They can't resist opening their mouths. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
they do the usual call you names, block you, unblock you to call you another name, block you.
Yep. All right, well, ladies, I appreciate you letting me call in tonight and provide sex advice.
That's exactly why we had you on the show.
Yeah, well, it's understandable, Naval Aviator and all that.
Well, Lord knows nobody else is using your sex advice. Oh wait, I'm sorry, did I say that wrong?
Anyhow, I will let you go with your couple of minutes left here. Thanks for letting me horn in on your show.
As usual.
Sure.
Thank you, Hammy.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Bye. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. And again, I think it's absolutely ridiculous how anybody would be affected that much by who is the president of the United States. Because seriously,
if they're only going to be seek help.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, if you're that wigged out about who's the president, you need help. Because, I mean, you do realize that it's only 8 years maximum they're going to be there. And hopefully most of us are living longer than 8 more years.
I didn't sit there and curl up into a little ball when Obama got reelected for 4 more years. I was not happy. Oh, my gosh. Right.
I'm not going to lie. I almost did.
Yeah,
it was
well,
close.
Yeah, it's a sick feeling in your gut, and you're sad, but you don't carry it every day for the next 4 years.
You don't scream at the moon. Oh, Trump is president. Yeah, get bent.
And you know, just to let everybody know, Hammy hates Trump. He did not vote for Trump. So just so everybody is very aware here that you know,
you it would. We had some very colorful discussions when it came to the time when we had to realize that Trump was actually going to be the nominee.
Right, right. So Hammy, of course, is not a fan. So I just wanted to put that out there that that's, he can still think that it's ridiculous that people are mad at Trump. So.
Hang on just a second.
Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight. We appreciate everybody in the chat room, Michael and Katie and Alex and Al and Ordy, and I'm sure I'm missing people. But
and we will be back in 2 weeks. I'm sure that with the evolving media and news cycles, we will have plenty more to discuss.
Yep, yep, exactly. So thank you guys and have a good night.
Have a good night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.